We'll read that book in a minute, Thomas. I just want to dry this. This is a glass storage jar that we keep sugar in.
Yes.
And we've run out of sugar.
And I can use a drink.
That's right, yes. Grandad has it in his coffee, doesn't he?
Yes.
We don't have sugar in our drinks, but Grandad likes a spoonful in his coffee.
Yes.
And Grandad's coming tomorrow. So I've washed the storage jar. Oh yes, is that your book? Has he spilt the juice? We'll read that in a moment. There we are, we'll leave that to dry. And when it's dried properly, we'll put some sugar in there. And we've got another spoon.
Yes.
Does he have a spoon of sugar?
Yes.
A spoon of sugar in his coffee. Oh, he doesn't have it in tea. I think it's just in coffee.
Coffee.
And then does he use a spoon to stir it up? Well, shall we sit in that chair?
Yes.
And we'll read this book.
Oh.
If we sit in this chair and we're facing the window, and if anything very exciting happens while we're reading, we can leap up quick, can't we?
Tom and Pippo.
Tom and Pippo, that's right. This book's about a little boy called Tom, like you. His real name's probably Thomas, but he's called Tom. And he's got a toy monkey, hasn't he? And what's the monkey called?
Monkey.
Yeah, but what's the monkey called?
Pippo.
Pippo, that's right. So we'll read these stories.
This paper, yellow one, a big yellow.
Yellow, that's right. The first page is yellow, isn't it?
Green.
And this one's green, and it's called Tom and Pippo's Day. When I wake up early in the morning, first I give Pippo a hug.
A bought juice.
Yes, he's filled his juice. Then we go to see if Mummy and Daddy are awake. Daddy has to hurry with his breakfast. Sometimes I give Pippo some of mine, but he's so clumsy and he makes a mess. What's happened there?
Bought juice.
The juice has been spilt, hasn't it? We can see the cup upturned and the juice going down the table. Thomas do it. Yes, you do that sometimes with your juice, don't you? Pippo and I do things together all day until Daddy comes home. When it's bedtime, I sometimes don't know where Pippo is and I have to look everywhere until I find him. Because when it's time to go to sleep, I need to be with Pippo. Oh, look, they're asleep in bed and he's cuddling Pippo.
Yes.
Who does Thomas have in his cot?
Jess!
You have Jess the cat. And who else?
Big bear.
A big bear.
Yes.
You've got Daddy's blue teddy bear, haven't you?
Yes.
And your teddy bear sits at the bottom of the cot. But who else?
Thomas.
Thomas, yes, you're in the cot. But there's somebody very special who you can't go to sleep without.
No.
She's red.
Red.
Who is she?
Red.
No, who is she?
Red.
Yes, she's red. But who's your special friend?
Green.
How about Pooh?
Red.
Pooh.
Pooh
goes to bed with Thomas, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Now this one's called Tom and Pippo and the washing machine. Look, that looks like us, doesn't it?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes. Now I think it's a packet of washing powder. Looks like cornflakes, doesn't it?
Yes.
I think it's a box of washing powder. Mummy uses little tablets or liquid, so you maybe haven't seen a box like that.
Yes.
One day, Pippo played in the mud and got really dirty. Mummy said we would have to put him in the machine with the washing. I said goodbye to Pippo because I thought he might never come out of the machine. Poor Pippo went round and round. I hoped he didn't feel sick. When Pippo came out of the machine, he was really wet. Will Pippo ever get dry? I asked Mummy. Mummy said he'd soon be dry if he went on the line with the washing.
Pippo.
Pippo, can you see Pippo hanging on the line?
Yes.
And who's that in the garden?
Pussycat.
A pussycat.
Mummy.
Yes, the mummy's bending over, getting the washing out of the basket. Tom's looking at Pippo drying on the line. And there's a pussycat looking up as well. I told Pippo he'd be dry by bedtime if the sun came out and the wind kept blowing. The trouble is, I know Pippo's going to get dirty again. I can't stop him playing in muddy places.
No.
Sounds like you.
You.
You. You, yes. Thomas Henry. Thomas Henry Sykes.
Yes.
Oh, now this one's called Tom and Pippo Make a Mess. When Daddy is at home, I watch the way he does things.
What's this one, Daddy?
And I try to do the same. That's Thomas's daddy look.
Daddy what?
Daddy Rod. Do you think his daddy's called Rod, like Isabel's daddy?
Mummy's Sonny.
Mummy's called Sonia. Okay, so in this book, shall we say that the mummy's called Sonia and the daddy's called Rod? When Daddy writes a letter, I go and get my pen and write a letter too. When Daddy shaves, I pretend I'm shaving. Pippo thinks I shouldn't waste the shaving cream. One day, Daddy was doing some painting. While he was out of the room, I did some painting to help him. Daddy said I had made a mess and was cross. Anyway, it was Pippo who said we should help Daddy, and I had to be cross with him.
Mummy cross.
Mummy cross, yes, Mummy gets cross quite easily, doesn't she? What does Mummy get cross about?
Not brushing trees.
Yes, Mummy gets absolutely furious about you brushing the trees outside. You don't really brush them, you just pull the leaves off. But Mummy goes absolutely potty when you do that, doesn't she?
What's
cheeky. Yes, you're more than cheeky. What else do I get cross about, Thomas? What are you giving me a kiss?
Batman.
Pardon?
Batman.
What else do I get cross about? You're splashing in the bath?
Yes.
And what else? Throwing. I don't like throwing.
Throwing.
Because what's happened today? We had to get the vacuum cleaner out, didn't we? Because?
Yes.
You were sitting in your chair at the table.
Yeah.
And you said you were feeding the ducks and started throwing all your food on the floor.
Whack whacks.
But since when, Thomas, have we had whack whacks on our dining room floor?
Yes.
Yes, precisely. We haven't, have we?
Whack-whacks.
So you made a mess. And was Mummy cross?
Mm.
And what does Mummy say when she's cross?
No!
Yes. And do I say you're naughty?
No.
And do I say, oh, that's silly?
Oh, yeah, it's silly.
So, what else? We haven't finished this story. Oh, yes, the balloon looks a bit poorly, doesn't it? The blue balloon, it's losing its air, it's going down. No, I'm going to finish the story now. Daddy said he's going to work in the garden tomorrow. I hope he wants me to help.
Daddy's help.
Daddy's help. Now, this is a story about Pippo getting lost. It says, Pippo gets lost.
Anywhere.
There you are. You've sneaked to the back and then we found him. Sometimes Pippo gets lost and I have to look for him.
Pippo!
Is that what you shout? Pippo, where are you? I asked Mummy if she'd seen Pippo, and she said I should look again in the toy box. Pippo wasn't there, but I found his scarf. Daddy said, have you looked under your bed? But all I found there was Pippo's hat. I got really worried about Pippo and thought I might never see him again. Thomas, you're stomping on my head.
My head's dead.
Mummy's going to get cross. No. Mummy cross. Mummy said Pippo couldn't be far away and we should look for him in the sitting room. And that's where he'd been all the time, in the bookcase. If Pippo is going off on his own, I told him he really should let me know.
Mark,
oh, has Mark come back? Has Mark come back from work?
Yes.
Is his car there? Well, you see, I told you if we sat in this chair we could keep an eye on what was going on. We've got to keep up our reputation of being nosy neighbours, Thomas, haven't we?
Yes.
None of the neighbours think we're nosy, but everybody listening to this tape thinks we are. That's Sam's mummy. Sam's mummy's gone in the house. Who's going now? Is Mark going now? Has he got in his car?
Yes. Going to drive off.
Is he going to drive off?
No, I should drive.
I don't know. Is Sue's car not there? You can see more than me because you're standing up, I'm sitting down. Oh, now this is one called Tom and Pippo Read a Story. This is like Tom and Mummy reading a story now. I like to look at books, but best of all, I like to look at books with Daddy. Daddy likes to look at his paper, but he doesn't mind reading my books to me. Mummy's books, Daddy's books. When Daddy's finished reading to me, I think Pippo would like to hear a story, so I bring Pippo and ask Daddy to read to him. When Daddy says he really can't read any more books, I read to Pippo. I hope one day Pippo can read on his own.
Dark moon.
Oh, this is Dark Moon. You know this story, don't you?
Dust.
This is the last one in the book, and it's called Tom and Pippo See the Moon.
Yes.
When does the moon come out, Tom?
And the Dark Moon.
When it's dark.
And shining the moon.
Yeah, when it's
dust.
Yes. Shining the moon. The sun stops shining and the moon comes out, doesn't it?
Yes.
And what about stars?
Stars.
In the sky?
Yes.
One night, when it was dark, I saw the moon shining in the sky.
But I didn't see the moon in the moon.
That's right, Tom's sitting on his potty looking out of the window watching the moon, isn't he? When are you going to sit on your potty?
Yes, with the teeth.
When you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
You usually sit on your potty after you've brushed your teeth, don't you? I asked Daddy all about the moon. Daddy told me a man had been on the moon and he had to get there in a rocket. I asked Daddy if there was anybody on the moon now and Daddy said no. I think Pippo and I will go to the moon one day. We will go in a rocket. I asked Daddy if Pippo and I could go to the moon and Daddy said maybe, but the moon is very far away.
Maybe.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Maybe.
Maybe. Perhaps. If Pippo and I go to the moon one day, I think Daddy should come as well. Anyway, tonight I think we will just go to sleep. Perhaps we will go to the moon tomorrow. Oh, that's a nice book, isn't it?
What's Pippo, Daddy, Mummy?
On the back page it says, Pippo is Tom's special friend and the two of them do everything together. They read a story and make a mess and see the moon. It's fun being at home with Tom and Pippo. We have another book, don't we, about the same people called Out and About with Tom and Pippo. And that time Tom seems to do more things with his mummy, doesn't he? I can't think what now, but I think it, don't they take the dog for a walk and the doggy gets messy and they have to bath the dog when they get home. And I can't think what else they do.
Or what this.
Perhaps we'll read that book another day. But this one's called At Home with Tom and Pippo by Helen Oxbury. We could write one about Thomas, Henry and Poe, couldn't we?
Thomas Henry.
His shorts coming down. Oh, don't you pop the balloon, Thomas. Going to pull your shorts up?
Not Mummy.
Mummy do it. Well, you have to come here then if you want your shorts pulling up. Look, you see, you've missed somebody. The lady going past, and we don't know who she is. Oh, dear.
Linda.
I can hear Linda, but that wasn't Linda walking past. That was an older lady, wasn't it?
Linda. Linda one.
Linda one.
Yes. Oh,
you're playing with your car?
And then up in the air.
What's up in the air?
Digger up in the air with Tom.
Oh, the digger's up in the air. Oh, I see. You're playing with your digger and you've got the red car in the bucket, haven't you?
Dig, dig, dig. Yes.
You sound like you're in the Boy Scouts, Thomas. Dig, 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 dob, dob, dob.
Dobble, dobble.
Oh, gobble, gobble. You're talking about turkey now, aren't you? What do we say?
Gobble, gobble.
The turkey is a funny bird. Its head goes bobble, bobble. And all it knows is just one word, and that is...
Dobble, dobble.
Gobble, gobble. That's right. Now, I said you sounded like you were in the Boy Scouts because you were saying dig, dig, dig.
Dig, 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 dig.
And Boy Scouts say dig, 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 dob, dob, dob.
Dob, 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 dob.
Apparently.
Oh, dig it.
Oh, this lady's coming back now, Thomas. She can't have been very far, can she? I'll let you look out of the window at her because she might think I'm nosy.
Nosy. Nose.
That's why I've got such a big nose, Thomas, because I keep poking it into other people's business. What am I doing?
I dig her down.
Dig her down?
This one.
Are you going to watch me put the sugar in this container?
This is good then.
Not that it's terribly exciting to watch. Look, sugar comes in a paper bag like this. Can you hear it rattling? Rattle, rattle, rattle.
And it's gone in there.
Can you hear it? It's going in there, yes.
Yes.
Just move that there.
Yes.
That's right.
It's got a lid.
We put that on, that's a rubber seal around the rim of the jar.
It's got a lid.
That's right, so that when the lid's shut, it keeps the air out.
And the van.
Sugar has to be kept dry. Otherwise it goes all funny, which reminds me we've got to fill the salt pot up as well.
And Grandad a spoon!
Your spoon, yes. Grandad likes salt as well as sugar. Tell Grandad he likes everything that's bad for him. So later on we'll wash the salt pot and leave it to dry and then we'll fill it with salt. Right, what colour do you think sugar is?
White!
White! There, can you see it? Looks like snow, doesn't it? Oh, we didn't need the spoon, did we? Because the bag wasn't full. And we could just pour out what there was straight into the storage jar. And look what's on the bag. A yellow and a red cup. It's showing a yellow and a red cup on a saucer. And I think they must be really hot drinks, because can you see the steam coming off? Well, I'll shut the lid. Would you like to put the empty sugar packet in the bin, please?
Oh, it's locked here.
That's right. Now, let's just have a look at this, shall we? Oh, it's sometimes easier to sweep it up than wipe it up, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, look, this is a special jar. You push the lid down and put that wire clip over there like that. And then you press down on that. Oh, that's it. All tight now.
Okay.
The sugar can't get out.
No.
And if you keep nice and dry.
No, dear.
Well, if it's backed up there tomorrow, when Grandad comes and wants his cup of coffee.
And then Daddy's too.
You can tell him, can't you? That you've got... We fill the
sugar.
I know, we can't play with it. You can see it, can't you? When you see that jar up there now, you'll be able to remember that you helped put the sugar in the jar. We've got some other things, haven't we? Storage things.
No.
Look at these. Look at these wine boxes. It's showing a loaf of bread.
And then the two poles.
Pardon?
And the poles are two lids, please.
Two lids, please.
Yeah.
There we are, we'll take the labels off these. And then we'll have to wash them later before we can put any food in, won't we?
Good box.
Oh, I'm trying to be mad when they put these sticky labels on that don't come off. The ones on the side of the boxes.
No, Mummy.
Thank you, Daddy. The ones on the side of the boxes. Oh, there's a bus, look.
You see it? Yeah. Big wheel.
Well, that's a special sort of bus, Thomas, because there's a little boy who lives around the corner whose legs don't work quite as well as yours.
Hey, Mummy!
Yes. And you know how you sit in your pushchair when you're feeling a bit tired? When your legs are feeling a bit tired and you don't want to walk, you sit in your pushchair, don't you?
Yes.
Well, that little boy has poorly legs. And his legs feel tired most of the time, so he has to sit in. It's like a pushchair, but it's called a wheelchair.
Wheelchair.
And he goes to school every day, even in the holidays, in that bus. It comes and collects him. It's a special bus.
Birthday bus.
It's a special bus. You know how we can wheel our pushchair onto a bus? Well, that special bus comes and picks him up and wheels his wheelchair. And we see it every morning and every afternoon, don't we?
People are
for That's right, you help rip these labels off. Big labels comes off really easily, doesn't it? It's these horrible little sticky labels on the bottom. Mm. Oh, that one's coming off better. Look at that. Oh!
Voila!
It nearly all came off that one, didn't it?
Big one, a big pop.
A big pop. Well, put these in the kitchen and we'll leave them to soak. And then we've got some new boxes, haven't we? Look, what have we got here? Ah, let's have a look at this one. This isn't a plastic box, is it?
Jolly Town.
What's this? What's this, Thomas? It's a box, a cardboard box, and inside it's got some bookends.
Bookends.
There we are. A pair of bookends, two bookends. Well, they're quite heavy, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're black wire mesh. Oh, they're a bit trendy for us, though.
Oh, Thomas!
And they've gone trendy. Thomas and Mummy have gone trendy. Well, we'll put one upstairs on the landing. Your books stand on the dresser at the moment and some of them lean against the wall and the others keep falling over, so we'll put that at the end. Oh, you've got a sticky label stuck to your shorts, Tom. And the other one, oh, be careful, I shall put in the kitchen to hold the cookery books in place on the shelf. Usually you need two bookends, a pair of bookends.
Two ones.
A pair. But seeing as our books are leaning on a wall at one side, you can get away with just using one of these to on the landing. And what else have we got here? We've been to Office World with Auntie Jerry this morning, haven't we? We've come back with all sorts of things. This is something else covered in sticky labels. What's that for?
this, Mummy?
Now this is a magazine file. Now be careful, Thomas, with that because it'll hurt your fingers. No, but you're going to really hurt your fingernails. This is what you do with this.
What got here?
What got here?
Yes.
Well, you're going to get in it, are you?
A big brush.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, that's upstairs in your bedroom. We've got a blue plastic storage box that we keep all your books in. But we wanted another one for them as our jigsaw puzzle, so I bought a matching one today. And it is, it's big enough for you to sit in, isn't it?
Well,
this is for Daddy. Can you see that? It's a magazine rack. Look, can you see these magazines?
It's
standing there like that. Well, that's smart, isn't it? Instead of them falling all over the place.
Here, Mummy.
Thank you.
A shop. A shop.
A shop. Yes, we go to the shop to buy magazines, don't we?
Look.
Most of the newspapers come through the door there. The boy delivers them. Or the girl, Lisa, comes, doesn't she? But these magazines we buy in the shop.
That is it.
You're falling over the beanbag, Thomas.
Rubbish.
Rubbish?
Beanbag. A beanbag.
Beanbags. Yes, well, on Tuesday mornings, it didn't happen this week, it's next week. But all the newspapers and magazines that we finished with, we put in a white bag, don't we? Like a bin bag, but it's white. And we put it outside, and the paper recycling people come and collect it, don't they?
Rubbish.
Yes, rubbish, and they tip it into that truck, don't they? This is something else with a sticky label on it, Tom. Are you a bit tired now?
By a drum.
Oh, I see you. You're running your fingers over the mesh bookcase, pretending it's a musical instrument, aren't you? I'll just take the labels off these boxes that we're using for your jigsaws. Going to sing while you're doing that?
No.
This label's coming off easily, look.
Oh.
So that can go upstairs, can't it? There's some more labels on the lid.
Yes.
The sun's shining now.
Outside.
Yes. It says important notice, do not sit or stand on this product. Can you remember that? Can you remember that, Thomas, not to sit or stand on it?
Oh yes.
Yes, I bet you can't. Right, I'm putting that in there now. Because all these things need to go upstairs on the next row, don't they? And we've got some
things. What's this, Mummy?
That's a jigsaw.
Dunder.
Yes, I'll get it for you in just a moment. And we've got a ring binder, haven't we? So that when Demetra starts bringing all your utterances typed up, we can put them straight into there.
Yes.
Because at the moment we've just got them lying around. They're going to get messed up, aren't they? Anyway, that's a box of yours. It's got a jigsaw in it.
What's here?
What's here?
What got here?
What got here?
Me.
What have we got here?
This money.
That's a people carrier. This is your jigsaw with all the different...
This money.
That's part of a road with white markings. This is the jigsaw, isn't it, where you've got it's a fire engine. All different types of vehicles.
What's this for me?
It's a lorry.
A bin bag lorry? Yes.
Have you seen this?
Yes. Bin bags. Oh.
What's this?
And a dove.
And they don't come out.
No, I don't.
It's a box file. It's got all files in, but they don't lift out.
Oh. We bought a jigsaw.
The bee bar's driving off. Are you playing with the fire engine on the floor?
It's driving off.
Driving off.
We start over.
Oh, Mummy's still got one more box to unwrap, hasn't she?
What's this?
Well, one's a green bus and one's a yellow minibus.
What's this, Mummy?
I can't see it, I'm sure I have to put it down. Know what that is.
26.
A fire engine.
Mummy, oh dear.
Oh yes, part of that broke off. Look, it's here. We were going to sellotape it back together, weren't we? We'll do that later. Oh, is this the last one to unwrap?
Yes.
What have we got in here?
What have we got here?
Well, that's quite badly damaged, isn't it? Look at that. It's scratched in front. Still, I'm not going back to the shop with it. It's not that bad. There we are. Ow! I dropped my finger in the lid. Hmm? Oh, look at this.
Letterbox.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that.
Ow!
Oh, be careful, Thomas. No, be careful. It's not a toy.
Not a toy. Push box.
Yes, I certainly haven't thought of that. Oh look, it's got a little padlock with it. Which is good, isn't it? Right, could you pass me that piece of paper, please?
Yes,
that's a rubber band.
What's that?
Well, this is how these files fit in here, look. You pop them in like that. Be gentle, Thomas, be very careful. They're not toys.
Not toys.
No, hang them. So these black things hang on there, look. Like that.
One in there. More.
This way. I don't think there are any more. We're going to put them back gently, just one at a time. No, Thomas, you've got to be gentle. You don't throw, you do it very gently. Yes? So did we go with Jo?
Yes.
What did she have to say to you? Sounds interesting. I don't think we really need that leaflet, do we now? It's keeping you amused, isn't it? That's right, put them that way, Thomas, so that these, you see these black plastic clips? They have to hook on there. You're concentrating so much on what you're doing that you're not talking, are you? Well, you're not being gentle, Thomas. Don't just throw them down there like that. All the way around. Yeah, the black bits have to be at the top. Try to turn it round. So that these are at the top but can hang on there like that.
What's this?
That's the same. What do? Hang them at the top like that.
No!
Another one. Lovely. Right, shall we close the lid now and put that in there? And we'll shut the box. Snap shut.
Okay.
Oh, we should have put that in, shouldn't we? Let's open it again. That's right. Just a moment. Right, shall we close it again?
Ow!
Pop!
Ow!
So let's put that on the stairs as well. That's down the stairs.
More in the back.
Pardon?
More in the back.
More what, love?
More in the back.
More what? More?
More.
I don't think we've got any more boxes. That's quite enough for one day, isn't it?
No more boxes.
Oh, you're giving Mummy lots of kisses. Would you like to take these storage containers into the kitchen, Thomas, please?
Is this
one? That's a rubber band. I think Mummy better have that. Thank you. Hey, well, can you carry those lids as well? Can you manage?
Yes.
And where are you? More here. Can you reach? Oh, clever boy, that's lovely. Would you like that box?
Hello!
Well, you're talking on the telephone now, aren't you? Would you like this box to go to your cupboard? Who's on the telephone, Thomas?
Nana
and Grandad, and what's she saying to you then?
Bye!
steady, steady. Whoops a daisy. Are you all right?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, mine.
Mine? Sorry, it was you that came crashing through. Goodness me. You bumped yourself?
Mr. Demi.
You're right, aren't you? Actually, that lid on that box, Thomas, that I said had some scratches on it, is actually a working one, isn't it?
What?
Which isn't really very good. Oh! That little red coal moves on its own, isn't it? What are you saying about the digger? The red car and the digger.
The fun. The fun.
The digger's at the front.
The red car at the front too.
And the red car's at the front too. They can't both be at the front. One's got to be in front of the other. One's got to be in front of the other one. Racing car now, haven't you?
What car?
No, the racing car's behind, it's at the back.
What car?
The red car's in the middle. Let me show you. Right, we've got three vehicles,
yes.
A digger, a red car, and a racing car. And the digger's in front, the red car's in the middle, and the racing car's behind. Now, if we move...
Beep, beep.
That's right, we beep, beep, and we move the racing car along, and it's in front of the digger. And now, the red car's behind, the digger's in the middle, and the racing car's in front.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling? Yes.
Who's saying ding-a-ling-a-ling?
Red car.
The red car.
Oh! Mummy, yeah. Oh!
Which one's at the back?
Yeah.
Which one's at the back?
Yeah.
Which one? The red one? The red car's at the back.
Why is the racing car in front of the digger?
That's right, the racing car's at the front of the digger. And where's the digger? Is it in the middle?
Yes. Yeah, beep beep.
Beep beep. Well, look, Mark's driving off in his car. He's gone. You missed that, Thomas. The red car hasn't got a driver, has it? But the digger has a little man wearing a yellow helmet, a hard hat, and the racing car has a man wearing a red crash helmet. The man in the digger needs a hard hat because he works on a building site like Bob the Builder. And if something heavy falls on his head, it could hurt without his hat. And the racing car needs a helmet on because he drives very, very quickly. And if he's involved
red
in a bump...
Red car, no driver on!
No, the red car has no driver. No driver inside the red car.
Then going to drive my butter safe.
You've got some yellow helmet here, look, haven't you, like Bob the Builder?
Yeah.
You want to pop it on?
You must say Rolly too.
Scoot, Muck and Dizzy and Rolly too, is that what you said? Well, your yellow helmet is really a builder's helmet. But when you put it on, you usually say Beagle, Beagle, because I think you think of firemen in yellow helmets, don't you?
But Pippin on.
Watch Pippin on, yes, you see firemen on Auntie Mabel and Pippin, don't you?
We got Mummy.
Be careful of the... What are you doing, Thomas? Listen, be careful of the paintwork as well. What's happened now? Nothing? No? Wasn't scratch this?
No scratch.
No scratch.
Oh dear. What crash?
No crash?
Yes.
That's the little red car that Grandad brought you, isn't it?
Yes, and Jewish Sharon.
That's right, he came last week with David and Sharon. It was Saturday, wasn't it, they came?
And they are working.
And they're coming tomorrow, aren't they? Because Mummy's... Well, Mummy's not actually at work tomorrow.
No.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And I've got a day off. But they're still coming to see us, aren't they?
Yes.
Not to come and have their weekly fix with Thomas. Are you helping Mummy to fold the clothes up? Is that Thomas's blue and white painting bib?
Yes.
Grandma made that, didn't she? It's got long sleeves. So that when you're painting, you don't get your clothes dirty. Are you hiding in the clothes horse? Where's Thomas gone? He is. You look a very sleepy boy, actually, Thomas. Are you tired? Are you a tired boy? I think you are, aren't you? I think in a few minutes we ought to have a drink. You could have some milk. And Mummy might have a drink. And then we can go for a walk.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like that?
See, Thomas!
Would you like that, Thomas? Some fresh air?
No, don't sit down.
Where's Thomas gone? I don't know. Oops, there he is. I can hear Uncle Brian sawing some wood.
Who's that?
Can you hear him sawing?
Oh dear.
Oh dear, what's the matter?
Oh dear.
Do you nearly trap your fingers?
Yeah.
And shall we have pasta for tea tonight?
Yes.
Thomas's favourite. You've not really eaten a lot of food, have you, since the weekend? I think you better be a bit careful playing with that, Thomas.
Yes.
Don't trap your fingers.
Don't trap your fingers.
Don't trap fingers. It would hurt, wouldn't it?
Bye.
Oh yeah, that's all the washing folded up. It's dry. And now Mummy's got to iron it.
We iron it.
Unless you're going to iron it for me, are you? Do you like to do that?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, now steady, Thomas. No, if you're going to be rough, I've got to take it away.
I want mummy.
Thank you. Shall we move it now?
No. Bye.
Did you say mind or mine?
Yes.
Okay. You've got it. You've got the straps caught around your drum. Or I should say the straps of your drum caught around the clothesline. Yes, well, it's lying flat on its side. It looks like a ladder, doesn't it? You're climbing up the steps. As long as you don't try and climb on it when it's upright.
Oh!
Oh, no, no, no. It'll collapse. No, right, that's enough now. Can't keep dropping it, Thomas, if you break.
Can I hold it?
Well, you hold it, but if you throw it again, it's going away. Yes? You're putting it down gently. Apart from not wanting it to break, it's going to trap you.
Brian doing?
What's Brian doing? I don't know, but I can hear him sawing some wood. What do you think he's making? He's been doing some work in his kitchen, hasn't he? Kitchen cupboards. Can you see him?
Yes.
Can you really?
Yes.
Oh, Thomas, no, you're not to climb up on the table.
I see Ryan.
No, you can't see him from there, you're too small. No, we can't see him. No, we can just hear him, can't we? Where's Purdy? Oh, there she is, look in the garden. Can you see her? Can you see Purdy? Let me get.
Open the cupboard.
Open the cupboard.
No.
Would you like to put the box that the bookends came in?
Yes.
Inside your cupboard?
Yes.
There you are. They're nice, neat.
No.
Nice.
No.
You don't want that box in your cupboard?
Like a new one.
It's a new one, yes.
No. Make the big boy boxes.
Big boy boxes?
Big boy.
What's a big boy box, Thomas?
No.
All right.
No new one.
No new one. You don't want the new box in your cupboard. That's fine. Fair enough. No thanks, okay. Well, if you don't want it, I don't think I need it for any reason. I think we'll break it down and put it in the bin, shall we?
Just a mess.
Are you making a mess? Thomas making a mess with all his boxes in his cupboard. Oh dear. That's not a bad mess though, is it? Because you're just pulling them out of the cupboard and putting them on the floor. We can easily pick them up. In this cupboard, haven't we? Oh, it's empty now. Are you going inside?
No. Shut a cupboard door.
Shut a cupboard door?
A door.
It's dark, isn't it? If you sit inside the cupboard and shut the door, it's very dark. Bye-bye, Thomas.
And the Poe.
You want Poe? Shall I go and get Poe?
Yes, please.
Right. You wait there. I'll bring Poe to you. Here she is. I've noticed before you like going in the cupboard with Poe.
There you are.
Oh, that's not very nice. I thought you were going in the cupboard with Poe, didn't I?
I don't know, no, it's not a cupboard. Bye. Church.
Just thinking, if you're just throwing Poe in the cupboard and shutting the door, it's not nice, is it? She'll be frightened. But if you're with her, that's fine.
Fine. Let me shut the door.
Bye-bye, darling. See you soon. Bye-bye. Where's Thomas gone?
A cupboard.
Whereabouts?
A cupboard.
Where are you? In the cupboard with Poe? Oh, I've just opened the cupboard door and Thomas is lying on his side in the cupboard and his head's on Poe. Oh, he shut the door on me. Bye-bye, Thomas. See you soon.
Bye. See you soon in church.
See you soon in church?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm not going to church.
No.
Are you going to church?
Yes, with Poe.
With Poe?
Yes.
Well, there won't be anybody there. It's Tuesday.
Yes.
Is that why you're going? Is that why you're going? Because it's Tuesday and you know there won't be anybody else there?
No.
Oh.
Because I need a bowl.
Oh, I see. Sonia and Isabel, they'll be at church.
Because I need a bowl.
Well, I don't think you'll find Sonia and Isabel there today, Thomas. Not on Tuesday.
Yes. No.
Yes, no. Are you confused? Don't bang the doors. Be careful. Be careful. Oh, isn't it quiet without Thomas?
Yes.
It's really quiet without Thomas and Poe.
Oh,
it's very nice and light where Mummy's sitting.
But it's dark.
It's dark in the cupboard.
And the moon. I've got a moon.
Yeah, I don't think the moon will shine in the cupboard, do you?
No.
No, all the stars.
It's a dark moon.
Yes, it's all dark.
Bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Be good.
Yes.
See you soon.
A playgroup.
Playgroup? I know. We've not been to a playgroup today, have we?
No.
We usually go in term time to the one in Heaton Bay. And that's shut, so... I'll cuddle back. So we've been going to Fiordham Park where you've had blackcurrants and toast, but...
Yes.
It's closed now. We couldn't go there this morning.
We went in the rain and it touched wood.
Is he cutting the wood? He's sawing, isn't he? Saw. He's moving his saw backwards and forwards. Saw.
And then that's
your
lighter.
Oh, night night. See you later. You're going back in your cupboard.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye. What a big mess.
What's a big mess?
Yes.
Well, there's a big mess outside of the cupboard where you've thrown everything out. It's probably quite tidy inside the cupboard.
Yes.
Especially if you get out, there'll be nothing there. Oh, Sue's just arrived home. See her? You need to see her through the window. What's she doing? Putting a key in the door. In she goes. as a funny shout. Jumping down. Is that your little blue train? You're lining that up on the window ledge with the car, the racing car and the digger. Train's at the back, isn't it? And everything else is at the front. Or at least in front of the blue train. Sue's coming out again now, look.
Look at a car!
She's opening the car, getting inside. Home quickly to pick something up, wasn't she?
Oh!
She's driving out backwards, reversing. She's gone. Well gone, Sue.